AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The investigation continues into the mass shooting in Nashville that left 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults dead. Body cam footage showing officers taking down that shooter within 14 minutes.
This is what those who put the badge on are supposed to do. And all too often, this is exactly what they do when confronting an active shooter situation.
John Cohen, ABC News contributor and former acting undersecretary of intelligence for the Department of Homeland Security. Authorities are looking more into the shooter, 28-year-old Audrey Hill.
The police chief says no one alerted his department about the shooter, who had no criminal record, which meant all 7 guns bought by the killer were bought legally. But there were so many red flags. The shooter was under doctor's care for a mental health disorder, a situation concerning enough that Hale's parents did not believe Hale should have access to guns. But somehow in the parents' home, the shooter was hiding an arsenal of 7 guns. All the more frustrating.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. This is ABC News. Goldman Sachs predicts generative artificial intelligence, or AI, could impact 300 million jobs. The new report warns these recent advances could impact jobs across the board. 7% could be replaced by AI altogether, 63% complemented by AI, and 30% seeing no impact. Meantime, the Masters plans to use AI at this year's tournament.
It was just a matter of time before AI made it to the links. IBM and the Masters tournament teaming up to offer artificial intelligence-driven spoken analysis on their digital platform. IBM says it includes utilizing its Watson text-to-speech technology. The goal? Train the AI to adapt to all that golf lingo, stats, even adding AI audio to video clips and coming up with player predictions. No word on whether AI will capture the whisper-type delivery heard on the course. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Nokia has teamed up with NASA to send 4G internet to the moon. This is NASA aims to land 2 astronauts on the moon by 2025. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're gonna amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
It's from the washing and drying too many times. That's what it is.
You never wear the colors, Dem. The only color
a
I
a fresh
ever
approach to finding common ground
like
in the Fox
black
Valley.
Match
this is Civic Media.
Blue and black on right now.
ABC
News. I'm Lionel Williams. The investigation continues into the mass shooting in Nashville that left 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults dead. Body cam footage showing officers taking down that shooter within 14 minutes.
This is what those who put the badge on
she's
are supposed to do, and all too often this is exactly what they do when confronting an active shooter situation.
The undersecretary of intelligence for the Department of Homeland Security, authorities are looking more into the shooter, 28-year-old Audrey Hill.
The police chief says no one alerted his department about the shooter, who had no criminal record, which meant all 7 guns bought by the killer were bought legally. But there were so many red flags. The shooter was under doctor's care for a mental health disorder, a situation concerning enough that Hale's parents did not believe Hale should have access to guns. But somehow in the parents' home, the shooter was hiding an arsenal of 7 guns. All the more frustrating.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. This is ABC News.
number one, Dom. The majority has opened the door for the state to withhold benefits and punish individuals based on their membership in a disfavored group, Bradley wrote. Act 10 has also violated the constitutional right of local governments to rule their own affairs by prohibiting the city of Milwaukee for paying its worker share of their pension contributions, Bradley wrote. Protasewicz said, I agree with the dissent in that case during an extensive interview with the Journal Sentinel, Dom.
Crudy, the 2014 decision upholding Act 10 was 5-2 with former conservative judge Justice Michael Gableman writing the lead opinion. Corrupted, which found that collective bargaining over a contract with an employer is not a fundamental right for public employees under the Constitution. Instead, it's a benefit that lawmakers can extend or restrict as they see fit, he said. No matter the limitations or burdens, quote unquote, a legislative enactment places on the collective bargaining process, collective bargaining remains a creation of legislative grace and not constitutional obligation.
Legislative grace. What did Robin Voss say about corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who apparently wrote the majority opinion, an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, after he paid him, what, over $1 million, and we're in $2.5 million into this
liked
whole
fiasco. Liked him just fine when he wrote this opinion, though, didn't you, Robin?
Yeah. He goes on to write, this is now what, Gableman, the First Amendment cannot be used as a vehicle to expand the parameters of a benefit that does not itself protect, Gableman wrote. Molly Beck now writes, conservatives say they believe a legal challenge to Act 10 could make its way to the Supreme Court if Protasewicz is elected and liberal justices take a 4-3 majority on the court. Protasewicz faces Dan Kelly, a former Supreme Court justice appointed by Walker in the April 4th election. Folks, that's 1 week from today. Kelly wrote in a September 2012 blog post saying that Act 10 had saved the state from budgetary woes. He dismissed the merits of one of the legal challenges to the law, writing there was no rational relationship between the law and the reasons given for deeming it unconstitutional. Kelly canceled a scheduled meeting last week with the Journal Sentinel editorial board ahead of the spring election. Spokesman for Kelly did not immediately say whether Kelly plans to reschedule the meeting.
Tom, he apparently was busy making his Willie Horton-style social media ad to cast mud at Protasewicz, you know, like they did at Dukakis once upon a time.
Very busy, very creative staff to have, you know, copying one of the most infamous ads ever created in politics. Way to dig deep, folks.
Tom, any reason that you think that Janet Protasewicz should recuse? I mean, really, just stepping out of the partisanship for a moment, because
look at this case. We have Protasewicz, and she has her opinion, which she's known. She signed a recall, and she, you know, protested against it. Then we also have Kelly on the other side, who says that, you know, this is great and it saved us from budgetary woes. So is he going to recuse himself?
No, man.
Everyone's not. Got an opinion. You can exercise your First Amendment right. You know, it's about matters of the law, and if she had a problem with it, she has every right to express herself as much as Dan Kelly has to express himself.
How about when there is a large, substantial financial contribution from a litigant before the court to one of the justices on the court?
Well, so long as this, you know, at least a year ago, then it's all fine.
That's the Prosser precedent. The Prosser precedent.
Right.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Been setting a precedent around here for going on 12 years.
Damn!
Nothing but the greatest radio shows ever. For your pregame, right up until the Badger Final Four tip-off against the North Texas Mean Green. Go Bucky. Come back, more Devils Advocates. I got a great story from last night. You're going to want to hear it.
You are dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 24. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Bright sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow 19. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Highs in the low 40s. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Cash. Nobody rides for free. Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part, offer your opinion at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we pulled that get back out of the archives, that Ask Grass or Cash, because it goes with a little story I got from last night. First and foremost, want to thank Charlie Behrens and Mike Wagner from UW-Madison. Charlie Behrens did a live taping of the Cripes cast, but before he did, he laid down some pretty funny stuff, man. He did a little stand-up, probably 25, 30 minutes worth of stand-up. They did a podcast. Room was full. Want to thank the fine folks, especially the Paris family, that run the Comedy Club on State, Anna, Eve, and Gus. They were gracious. They packed the house. They managed it very, very well. I think a great time had by all, except for one unfortunate listener of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What?
I know. I was feeling awfully bad about 8:30 last night. And Charlie took the stage officially at about 8 o'clock and did his little stand-up. And that was the fun part. And you can hear the Cripes cast. That was also fun, but that was a little more political. Talking about the Supreme Court election next Tuesday. It'll play out across the Civic Media Network, noon on Saturday, and a replay on Sunday. So if you missed it, you can hear it. But Rico from Rock County, our buddy, he won some tickets. Why? Because he said the most Wisconsin thing ever was the jump around. And it's so obvious. Like, oh yeah. So I gave Rico a pair of tickets. VIP up in the front. And he and Mrs. Rico, very nice lady, Amy, I believe her name, they came down, drove up more accurately, drove north from Janesville, a little closer to the legal marijuana state down south, if you know what I mean, Dom. But I meet them in the bar last night. I'm hiding out in the bar. I don't actually have tickets for myself. I'm enjoying the show from the back of the room and, you know, then sneaking back in the bar with a couple of our engineers. And I meet Rico and Mrs. Rico, and they got a sad story to tell, Dom. They drove up from Janesville. They were on Regent Street in Madison, getting near where the venue was, hit a big honking pothole, and popped 2 tires.
Oh, no.
2 tires. They get out of the car. They leave their car parked at one of the local hospitals, hump it over to Comedy on Stage just in time to see Charlie take the stage. So they see the little stand-up portion. But now Rico is feeling a little angst because Rico's got to go deal with 2 flat tires, right? And he's not even in his hometown. He's got to call the kids or somebody to come get him. And so anyways, I hear this story from Rico.
Oh, man.
And there was a confluence of strange things that happened last night. 1, Crudy was drinking doubles in the bar. 2.
That's not strange.
Well, but I didn't want to drive home. You know what I mean? Like, I knew better.
Right. Yeah.
3, I didn't really want to leave my truck in the ramp last night downtown. So I flipped Rico the keys and said, take her home, Rico. And I got to tell you, Rico, very, very gracious, very thankful. And obviously, I saved his his good time, you know, date night with the missus. They texted me last night, got home safe, your baby's okay. I'm like, that's a lease. I don't even care about that one.
Right.
So Rico brings it back today. And I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed.
Why?
It was full of gas. Ass grass or cash, Rico. Nobody rides for free.
So it wasn't the ass, wasn't the grass, it was the gas.
Yeah, very gracious man. Filled up the tank for me. So thank you. Glad I could be there. It was just, and the fact that my wife was out of town, because there's no way Mrs. Crudy was going for me flipping the car keys to somebody else. I would have had to restrain myself, maybe be a little more moderate in my drinking. And also, William Walters, one of the fine fill-in hosts here, perhaps a bigger role coming soon for him. Thanks for the ride home, man. Save me the Uber fare.
Come on, man. You can't take an Uber or a Lyft or something?
Well, he doesn't drink. So, you know, I had a sober driver. I took advantage of it. Gus was going to make one of his daughters drive me home. I'm like, no, Gus, no. I'll call Union Cab. I'll figure it out. I'll get a bus. So anyways, I had a great time at the Charlie Barron show. And I did have a chance to speak with Charlie after the show. Very, very briefly, because I understand. You know, showbiz. The entertainers, damn, after you're done with the show, you're a little spent. No one wants to deal with the fans for too long. See, I'm being a smartass here. I love the fans.
Is that it?
But you got to think, Charlie has a few more fans than maybe yours truly or Dom does.
I mean, maybe.
It's close.
Crudy, now my understanding, not a very political guy, Charlie, at least typically, publicly. No. How did that come off last night?
The only encouragement that I heard from Charlie that was political, quote unquote, was the encouragement to vote on April 4th, regardless of whom one may choose to vote for. I would tell you Janet Protasiewicz is the correct answer. But that was not the encouragement of Charlie Barron's last night. Charlie just wanted you to know in that room, a lot of college kids. And that was the point. The college kids got the cheap seats, and a lot of them, like 250 college kids in the room, probably like 50 stepdads sorts like yours truly. You know, those of us that paid a higher price for tickets, let's say.
Right. And how about the professor? Any particular leanings or takeaways?
Well, he and I had a little chat after the thing. I just told him I thought it was a good interview. I, from offstage, from the bar, was monitoring how much beer he had left in his glass. And when he got below a certain point as a good Wisconsinite, and I felt like I was part of the hosting of the big extravaganza, you know, Civic Media presents Charlie Barron's. So I told the wait staff, hey, round on me. Let's get it out to the boys. So Charlie got his Miller Lite, and his guest got something in a glass, a pale ale-ish kind of beer. But I didn't let him dry up on stage, man. No one wants
that's
the,
good, man.
The talent to run out of lubricants.
When you're talking.
We never do.
No.
Although I use the green rocket fuel. I got a whole different thing. Your favorite is tequila, isn't it?
Yeah, come the happy hour. Absolutely.
Little pregame show. Don't forget Badgers Final Four. Your phone calls and a fine guest, Matt Rothschild, Batman, in studio right here with me coming up. I'll offer him a beer or a soda or some tequila.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The investigation continues into the mass shooting in Nashville that left 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults dead. Body cam footage showing officers taking down that shooter within 14 minutes.
This is what those who put the badge on are supposed to do. And all too often, this is exactly what they do when confronting an active shooter situation.
John Cohen, ABC News contributor and former acting undersecretary of intelligence for the Department of Homeland Security. Authorities are looking more into the shooter. 28-year-old Audrey Hill.
The police chief says no one alerted his department about the shooter, who had no criminal record, which meant all 7 guns bought by the killer were bought legally. but there were so many red flags. The shooter was under doctor's care for a mental health disorder, a situation concerning enough that Hale's parents did not believe Hale should have access to guns. But somehow in the parents' home, the shooter was hiding an arsenal of 7 guns. All the more frustrating.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Microsoft is poised to develop a billion-dollar facility on the Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant. The announcement came last night. Foxconn have been trying for about a year to attract a company to the site. Officials aren't saying how many jobs Microsoft might create. The village board will vote on the proposal Thursday, and the Racine County Board will take it up in April. The owners of a factory farm in Kewaunee are agreeing to pay the state of Wisconsin $215,000 to settle pollution allegations. Kennard Farms is accused of improperly spreading manure in Kewaunee and Door counties, along with some other infractions. The Kennard operation includes 16 industrial farms with about 8,000 cows. The company says a settlement is better than a long and expensive court fight. In sports, the Badgers play North Texas in the NIT semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the final four NIT Tuesday edition. Badgers playing at 6. Got a fine guest with me here in the studios. He is Matt Rothschild. He's Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, executive director thereof. Matt, welcome back. Thanks for answering a late bat call.
I was going to say, hey, Matt, that's cutting it close, but I got my car and jumped down here in the Batmobile.
When I called Matt today, Tom, I said, I know that you, unlike some, will not be insulted by the lateness of the ask, but sure glad you answered. Matt, 1 week from the election day, a lot of jing flowing through the state of Wisconsin. I don't know, have you seen any of the political ads, Matt?
Just a crazy, obscene amount of money in this race, shattering all sorts of records. The old record here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin Supreme Court race was $10 million. Right now, we're at about $40
million. Four times. God.
The old record.
The most expensive judicial race in the nation's history.
Yeah, not only in Wisconsin history, but in U.S. history. The record in U.S. history was 15 million in a race in Illinois back about 15 years ago. But this time around, we're shattered. The noise you hear is all those records being shattered. And it's crazy. The outside money has been insane. The former record here in Wisconsin for outside money, that's money coming from outside groups, not going directly to the candidate himself or herself, that record used to be $5 million. By our calculation at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, right now, as of yesterday, when my counters stopped counting at our staff, there's been 22.5 million versus the 5 million. That's more than four times the old record in outside money, too. I think a lot of people, including myself, and I bet a whole bunch of your listeners, are just disgusted by all the mud that's been splattering on their screens. Every time you open a screen, a TV screen, a phone, you know, a computer, you see these hideous ads. And I just think we got to do something about all this money.
Come on, I kind of like the Dirty Dan one. I've been hearing on the radio lately. At least I know it comes attached with the paycheck. Matt, we've been cashing those checks from both sides of the aisle. I believe probably all our brethren in media, they do as well. They don't think too hard. They just cash the checks. Have you seen any truly despicable ads in this cycle? I mean, I saw some awful ones during the senatorial midterms. In this cycle, it doesn't seemingly, they haven't devolved quite that bad, but maybe it's just a matter of perception.
Well, it is a field day for anyone who's cashing the checks in media, for sure. But the ads have been really ugly, though, and sometimes you don't even know who the candidate is, whether that's Kelly or Protasiewicz, if you're looking with your eyes closed and just hearing it, or vice versa, if you're just seeing the images, because several of them are just mirror images of the other. This candidate is soft on, you know, someone who's committing a horrible sex crime. And it's just really, I mean, is that what it's coming down to?
I know you are, but what am I?
It is kind of playground. It's unfortunate. I do think that Judge Janet ran a bad ad when she accused Kelly, when he was private practice, of who he was representing. I mean, this isn't one ideological thing that he loves to represent sex offenders. He was just being a lawyer in that one. It's a different thing when he's out, you know, on his Gableman, campaign stops around the state saying ridiculous
things. Don't call it a tour, please.
Yeah, it wasn't a tour. That's not a tour.
So, Kelly should be hammered for that, and I'm glad he is being hammered for that. But I just can't stand the ads by Kelly and by the misnamed Fair Courts America, which is Richard Edline's group, about Judge Janet's record on a couple of cases where she didn't throw the book at the defendant, and who knows why. And similarly, I think Judge Janet's ads attacking Kelly for the same thing are pretty objectionable. So I haven't been happy with the quality of the ads. They're not as blatantly racist as the Edline-funded ads against Mandela Barnes during the election last fall, maybe. But they're not, they're not pretty little things for our democracy to watch.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, always a pleasure to talk to money and politics with you. The Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck and Daniel Bice teamed up today. Their title, Billionaires, George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and Uhlein pour millions into Wisconsin's Supreme Court race in final weeks. Knew of the Soros, knew of the Uhlein, but Pritzker was a interesting one to me, the governor of Illinois. Matt, do you have any numbers on what he's doing?
I think he gave $1 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Not sure about that, but he's given seven figures to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin before. And so I do think, let's see if the shoe is on the other foot. There is a right-wing Republican governor of Nebraska, for instance, who's giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I don't think we'd be happy. Actually, the wife of the former Republican governor of Nebraska was giving $1 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin a few years back. Why is a governor of Illinois telling us who here in Wisconsin we should have on the Supreme Court? Or why is the wife of the governor of Nebraska telling us, who should be governor of Wisconsin? I think we got to do something about this outside money on both sides. I mean,
let's talk about. Yeah, let's go there for a moment. Now, what are the limits right now individually that an individual can give to a campaign, and what are the limits a individual can give to a political party, and how has that changed over the last several election cycles, Matt?
Well, it changed in 2015 when the Republicans and Scott Walker changed our campaign finance law, and it's kind of biting them in the backside right now because Ben Wickler's playing their game better than they are. What they did was they changed the amount that individuals could give directly to the political candidate for Supreme Court from $10,000, which I thought was already ridiculously high, to $20,000. And even more than that, they totally tore down the ceiling on what a rich person could give to the political parties. There used to be a de facto $10,000 limit on what you could give to the political parties. So if you gave Scott Walker $10,000, his campaign committee, you couldn't give a dime to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Right now, the sky's the limit on how much you can give to political parties. And it makes a joke of the limit that the state of Wisconsin was imposing on individuals for fear of corruption, that amount being $20,000. Well, people can give $20,000 to the Democratic Party to the candidate, $20,000 to Judge Janet,
and
give $2 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin that can then turn around and give that money to Judge Janet's campaign, similarly to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. You can give $20,000 to Dan Kelly if you're Richard Eline, and then you can turn around and give as much money as you want to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, or spend $5 million on your Fair Courts America, or however much money you spend.
It's going to be more than $5 million, Matt.
When the end of the day, we count all the dollars, it will be. But yeah, Richard Eline, this rich guy who runs the Uline Corporation, who lives in Lake Forest, Illinois, of all places, is just spending ridiculous amounts of money here. And it's allowable because changes made in the Wisconsin campaign finance law and also U.S. Supreme Court decisions and Citizens United and a couple other ones related to it.
Now, hang on, Matt, if I might jump in here briefly, Kurt, then I'll let you go. The reason initially for these kinds of limitations and the transparency is to ward off corruption, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly.
But doesn't it seem to it be that if you are allowing people to give an unlimited amount to the political party, and then the political party has no restrictions on itself on how they can give the money, you can launder the money through the political party and ends up with the end result with the candidate anyway? Is a person's name tracked all along with that, or has that become anonymous at some point?
No, you can track it. You can see who the biggest donors to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin were. And actually, I just asked my staff to do that this afternoon because I want to see who's giving all that money to the Democratic Party. And it does raise the question of corruption on both sides. These big donors are going to be able to come knocking for favors, possibly from the justices themselves. And is that what we really want? That not only are our voices being drowned out by this big money, but the invitation for corruption is right there embossed on the letterhead, practically.
Laundered, such a dirty term. I prefer sanitized. It's sanitized through the parties. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Got Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Well, Matt, I have to ask, what about recusal policy? Janet Protasiewicz has implied or stated she would recuse if the Democratic Party was a litigant before the court. Of course, she's running for a Supreme Court seat because they are, quote unquote, grandiose donors to her.
And they are, like $9 million in the last spending period. She's right to say she'll recuse herself if there's a case brought by the Democratic Party.
But you can't make her. Can't make Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly takes the opposite tack. Well, I'll decide case by case. But that's effectively him saying, I'm not going to recuse. And no one could make Protasiewicz recuse. The ethics of the Supreme Court is sort of a self-governing body, is it not, Matt? And if you got the votes, and if it's, effectively Protasiewicz going before the court with the same allegations against her that Gableman had when he won an election by smearing Louis Butler through campaign ads back in 2008, well, it was a 3-3 court, and send it back, nothing happened.
Well,
didn't even get a slap on the wrist, Matt.
I mean, just because they're sleazy doesn't mean people on our side should be sleazy. And there needs to be a tighter recusal rule at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Right now, the recusal rule is essentially no rule at all. Our friends at the League of Women Voters had asked for a tighter recusal rule. 54 retired judges had asked for a tighter recusal rule. Who wrote the recusal rule for the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
And they are huge donors. Both those organizations, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the big Republican conduit. Of course, we still have a manufacturing and ag tax credit that has blown the budget year after year, is purely for the benefit of the richest Wisconsinites, and gives a tax benefit to manufacturers, 0.4%. How do I get that sweet deal, man? I'm manufacturing the greatest radio show ever right now.
Well, you know how they got it. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has now spent $35 million since 2010 in expenditures to try to elect Republican lawmakers, Republican governor, and conservatives on the Wisconsin Supreme
Court.
Good
investment.
It's got a huge payoff for its members, no doubt.
Let's talk about federal races. If a guy was running for president, let's say, isn't there a cap on donations to my campaign? If I'm running for president, if I'm Nikki Haley, isn't it $2,700 in the primary and $2,700 in the general, total cap of $5,400 in contributions? And setting aside the corruptness of giving the money directly to the party and letting them sanitize it back to the candidates, $20,000. Why is a Wisconsin Supreme Court race 8-10 times more important than the presidential campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the limit on direct donations to candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court or governor are just way out of whack. I mean, you know, you properly said that the amount you can give for your favorite candidate for president is under $3,000, and here it's you know, $20,000. Is it that much more pivotal a position, governor? I mean, it's ridiculous. But who wrote the legislation? The Republicans wrote this legislation. They thought it was going to benefit them. And I think in the long term, it probably will benefit them. I think Democrats shouldn't get the idea that just because Ben Wickler is a better fundraiser than his counterpart at the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that, hey, Democrats and progressives will always be able to beat Republicans at their own game. Not true. There are more conservative millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires out there than there are liberal ones. And this isn't a money game that we're going to win most of the time.
Well, and it somehow is contrary to my progressive values to think, man, let's go buy ourselves a Supreme Court race. Let's be the ones that win the money contest. And of course, I'm not talking about unilateral disarmament. The Democrats shouldn't throw back all their weapons if the Republicans are going to continue to use the same laws on the book. But ultimately, I think it erodes the support of the candidates when they feel like our candidates on the Democratic side are bought and paid for.
It does that. In a real democracy, we all should have an equal voice, and we don't. Our voices are being drowned out by the big and dark money. We should have self-rule in Wisconsin. Our voices are being drowned out by money from outside of Wisconsin. And it's getting to be a joke where the winner is going to be, you know, whether Ben Wickler can speed dial multimillionaires faster than Richard Elon can electronically transfer money into his PACs. I mean, is that really what an election's coming down to in Wisconsin?
George Soros, if you're listening, 844-967-2789. You can Venmo both Dom and I tuition money. We'll take it, man. He is Matt Rothschild. Matt, you got time? Can you stick around a bit longer?
Sure, I'm here.
We are 1 week away from a Supreme Court race. The expenditures have become unsightly, let's just say. And I think it really is what is eroding our democracy. Until we solve this money problem, we don't have a voice. I'm not a billionaire. I don't even want to be a billionaire. I would like to own a few senators, though. Come back, more Devils. Matt Rothschild and you.
Hey, weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration: cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 24. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Bright sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow 19. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Highs in the low 40s. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, sticking around for one more segment. Matt, thank you for doing so. Before we went to break, some comments. They got to fix the system, right? Well, let me ask you, if Dems took control and somehow you're in the state of Wisconsin, had the ability to enact some legislation, Matt, what would you like it to look like? What do you think is ideal as far as campaign finance is concerned? And number two, how do we, money's like water, man. It just finds a way, So how do we change it to make it reasonable for everyone and then also limit the dark money and or illegal funneling, whatever? How do we do those things, Matt?
Well, the dark money is going to be hard because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions in Citizens United, in McCutcheon, and in a case called Wisconsin Right to Life versus FEC, which said, you can't limit what these so-called issue advocacy groups are spending, and you can't see who their donors are. But there is something we can do about Wisconsin's campaign finance law that was horribly rewritten in 2015. And Senator Chris Larson out of Milwaukee has been a leader among the Democrats in the legislature, proposing in session after session a package of comprehensive campaign finance reform, which would reduce the amount that individuals could give to Supreme Court justices or people running for governor, for that matter, would put a limit on what people could donate to political parties, would restrict or prohibit the transfer of money from those committees to the candidates or parties to the candidates. So you can have the parties acting like laundromats, like you were saying before. And so those would all be very positive steps in the right direction. But the fundamental reform is, and it's a long-term one, I grant you, but it's important to amend the U.S. Constitution and proclaim once and for all that, corporations actually aren't persons, and, money actually isn't speech, and we can pass laws that regulate what's going on during campaigns so that not everybody's voice is drowned out in our democracy. We can do that. And here in Wisconsin, about 169 communities have passed referendums or resolutions in favor of amending the Constitution in that way. And my hat's off to a group called Wisconsin United to Amend, which has done a lot of the good work on this.
Matt Rothschild, they may say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one. Let me ask you this. I cannot control the outcome with the U.S. Constitution, but a recasting of the Wisconsin Supreme Court 1 week from today could theoretically at least give us a fair fight, because legislatively, it doesn't matter what the Democrats put forth when 2/3 of the seats are controlled by Republicans, because they've already cooked the books. They've already baked the cake. And Democrats, regardless of the number of votes, they get more votes, they get less seats. And while we have a hugely partisan gerrymandered map to Republicans' advantage, of course, all of these things are just aspirational. Matt, until you've got some control of the legislature, you're never going to control the changing of the campaign finance laws, because it was Robin Voss and the Republicans that put these in place. It was for the benefit of their team. And I would wonder, will Democrats, if they win control of the House and Senate, the Assembly and the Senate here in Wisconsin, in some future point, would they have the courage to cut those strings from the mega donors and say, you know what, it's for Wisconsin's best interest, even though in the short run we've got the financial advantage as a party?
Well, I hope they would.
Do they ever do the right things, Matt?
Yeah,
ever?
Sure. I think, you know, this Supreme Court race is crucial as far as the gerrymandering issue, which you brought up, because it is possible with the new justice that there may be fairer maps drawn. But that's not going to be the end of the story. We're still going to have to convince people in this state who don't agree with us on some of the issues that they should come along with us on some of these issues if there's going to be a progressive majority in the legislature ever. So that's crucially important, too. And I think what you're doing at Civic Media is a step in that direction.
Well, thank you. Matt, do you mind taking a caller or two at 844-967-2789? Constituents around the state, they have inquiring minds, like Stephen from Green Bay. Say hi to our friend Matt Rothschild.
How you doing, Matt? I'm actually a regular caller here on the Devils. So I actually have a statistic for you, and it has nothing to do with elections or Supreme Courts. But it does have to do with a school shooting yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee. And I did some Googling, and so far this year, we've had 1,389 school shootings that have killed 398 teens and children. I looked up some other countries, and there's actually a list of this you can find online. And Mexico has had 8 school shootings so far this year, and South Africa has had 6.
Hang on, Stephen. I want to make sure I understood you. Did you say your numbers state that there were over 1,000 school shootings this year in this country?
Yeah, that's the numbers I found.
That seems high. I mean, you're talking about. It just seems high to me, man. But I'll have to look it up. But what's your question? What's your point?
My question is, Matt Flynn had made a comment about how the representative for that area is a Republican, and that he sent out a Christmas card that had his family all holding assault weapons.
Well, most of the family, the youngest little girl was holding a book, but yes, the other
kids. Was it a Bible?
I couldn't tell.
Did she hold it upside down, Trumpian style? Stephen, what is the greater point? We're trying to talk about campaign finance. Is it funding of the NRA? What's the point you'd make with these statistics?
The point I'm trying to make is that we need to get people in our, you know, people in office that aren't, you know, promoting this baloney.
Appreciate your thoughts. Matt, want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, I think, you know, Stephen's call is certainly well intentioned, and it is just disgraceful what's been happening in this country with these school shootings. The most recent one yesterday in Nashville is just horrific to watch. And yes, I mean, let's look at the money. I mean, the gun lobby, the NRA, has been a big supporter here in Wisconsin of Republican candidates. Dan Kelly likes to brag about his gun ownership and appeal to gun owners here in Wisconsin. And look, if there's going to be a change in our politics, Stephen's right. We've got to elect people up and down who want to impose sensible regulations on guns. We can't have these high-powered rifles in the hands of anyone who wants to grab them to go into any school and shoot up as many kids as they can possibly kill.
I mean, Matt, there's
it's just horrible.
There's, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to step on that tragic thought. There's an opinion piece at the Washington Post today saying effectively Republicans have won the messaging war on guns, and this is the carnage that has been wrought from that.
They won the messaging, they won the U.S. Supreme Court, too. So we got to change both the message and who sits on our courts.
Well, it starts here in the state of Wisconsin. We got to change the dynamic of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And a lot of dark money, sweet, sweet dark money flowing in to change your opinion, or at least to convince you, don't vote for that one. They're really bad. Matt Rothschild, you're really good. Thanks for coming around, man. Any final thoughts?
Just vote. Everyone should go out and vote. It's really crucial. It's a crucial election. Don't put your absentee ballot in the mail. Deliver it to the clerk. Now it's too late to put it in the mail.
The encouragement of voting. That sounds very partisan to me.
That's man, appreciate it.
Everyone that's, should vote.
That's a lefty notion if I ever heard one. Come back. The happier happy hour. Right up to the Badger tip-off in the NIT Final Four.
Monday morning at 8.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart,
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC